Mishnah Yomis for Wednesday, the Gimel Iyar, the third day of Iyar, Tavshin Pei Beis, Masechta Shviis, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Hay. After we looked in the previous Mishnah that when you have three trees in a Beisar, in an area of 50 by 50 cubits, providing that they can produce the required amount of figs, or even if they're not fig trees, but if they were fig trees, they'd be able to produce that amount, then you can sow or plough. One can plough the entire Beisar for their sake, for the sake of these three trees. Our Mishnah is going to tell us now that it doesn't matter if the three trees belong to one person or three different people. Either way, it'll be a stay-alone, it'll be considered as a field of trees or a tree field, and one is allowed to plough until Shavuos of the sixth year of Shemitah. Shlosh ilonos shel shlosh anoshim. If you have three trees, each tree belonging to a different man, and they're planted in a Beisar, and they have the right amount of yield that they'll produce, Hari Elu Mitztarfin, they can join, they will join together to form a Steilon, to Trum, to form a tree field, and it's as if they belong, it's just like they belong to one man. V'chorshin kol Beisar b'shvilon, and one would be allowed to plough the entire area, the entire field, for their sake, for the sake of these three trees, until Shavuos. V'chamo yihei b'neim, how much space has to be, does there need to be between each tree? This question is really applying to, in general, not just our case of three different people. Whenever you have these three trees that make the field be called a steilon, is there any shear? How far apart do they have to be? Rabban Gamliel Omer Kedei Shehi HaBokar Oiver Bechelo. Has to be sufficient space that a pair of oxen can go through with the ploughing tools to plough. And that shear is about 4 amas, say it. Has to be at least 4 amas between the trees. If, however, there's less than 4 amas, then one cannot plough the ground because those trees are not going to survive. They're going to be uprooted eventually. Some read the Mishnah not as habokor, but habakor. Habakor means the driver. Enough space for the driver of the cattle who is ploughing the ground to go through. Mishnah Vav. We learned earlier on that if there were 10 trees in a Beisar, one can plough the entire Beisar until Shavuos. And doesn't matter about how much they produce, etc. Once you have 10 of them, you can do that till Shavuos. Amish is going to tell us a special halacha about what's called Asenetios, 10 saplings in a Beisar, which will be defined later on as to what age they are, what maturity. But 10 saplings in a Beisar, you can plough because of them the entire field of in the sixth year right up to Rosh Hashanah. You don't have to hold back at all. You don't have to hold back by Shavuos, certainly not by Pesach, right up to Rosh Hashanah of the seventh year of the Shemitah year, you can plough the ground. Later on we'll learn, as I said, what's defined as saplings, as these netios. Says the Mishnah, as a netios mufuzorois besach Beisar, if you have the 10 saplings that are scattered throughout the Beisar, throughout this field of 50 by 50 amas, chorshin kol Beisar b'shvilan ad Rosh Hashanah, one is allowed to plough the entire Beisar for their sake until Rosh Hashanah. That's because saplings tend to dry up quicker without the ploughing, therefore there was a leniency, we can plough them right up into the ground right up until Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara brings down that this halacha of the 10 netios is actually halacha l'Moshe b'Sinai. It's a tradition coming straight from Moshe on Sinai. If, however, there's less than 10 netios, you cannot plough the whole Beisar for their sake. Continues the Mishnah. If the saplings were not scattered, but they're standing in one line, shura means a line, or some say it's kashura, they're standing like a wall. Or they are standing surrounded by a crown. They've got a fence around them. Some say they're standing in that's how the Ravina Shimshon learns. The Rambam learns it means, Kofei Satorah means that they're standing or planted in a semicircle, like a bow. Ein chorshin lahem elo l'tzarkan. Then one would only be allowed to plough the field that's needed for each sapling, which is basically an area where the person who's harvesting the figs or the fruit and his basket. And the rest of the area is considered like a field of grain, like a grain field. That's because since the saplings are so closely centered together and almost standing by themselves, it looks like you're preparing the ground for Shvimita and not for the sake of the saplings. And that's why you'd only be able to plow out four tzarkon, just what you need around each tree, an area that, as we said, a person harvesting would be able to stand there and with his basket next to him.